Somebody's letting us know she's in there. These are the girls.
The girls are vice president and owner of Kalispell Creamery, Mary Tuck's cows. 200 Holstein milk cows.
We have everybody from the babies all the way up, because all the cows here were born here. We have 10 generations of Holstein cow that we have here.
Kalispell Creamery is in the West Valley, in an agricultural area that's also seen a fair amount of housing go in over the past decade. The headquarters shares a driveway with the home of Tuck's parents, the founders of Hedstrom Dairy.
My dad started with one cow 35 years ago, and he loved the animal, and we grew to 200 head because of the animal. And so I like people to understand that we sell the milk to keep the cows. It's not the other way around.
Walking up to the open barn door, you look through, down a long, wide aisle, cows on either side, and out the open door on the opposite end. The cows on each side are able to move around behind a metal rail. They poke their heads out to munch on the mix of food laid out in front of the stalls.
A good milk cow will produce 10 gallons of milk a day. So that's a lot of milk for them to produce. So they need to eat and drink a lot. And so a freestall barn allows us to give them that opportunity as well and to make sure that they get enough feed. And we mix them up just a ration of alfalfa hay and barley. No GMO feeds.
Behind the munching cows, several are laying down on beds of sand.
So what will happen is if the cows do mess in it, the liquid will drain through so they're not laying in moist straw and it doesn't get dirty, start to decompose. It's really easy to clean, and it also is really good for the cows because it doesn't stick to them as much. It actually gives us a nice traction.
Tuck says the sand will get dispersed, moving with the cows, and helps keep the icy ground from being a problem. Kalispell Creamery evolved and grew from Hedstrom Dairy in 2009. Tuck says they had been selling to Country Classics, but it was bought by Dairy Gold, and with the change, they would have to ship their milk too far to the processor to be cost-effective. This issue is a reason other dairies in the area closed up shop. She says they took a risk, expand their services by not only producing milk, but investing in the equipment needed to process and sell their milk.
To save ourselves, we decided to start processing our own milk so that we didn't have to ship it clear down to Bozeman and kind of be at the mercy of the bigger corporations. We could make our own decisions on what we were going to do with our milk.
They began selling their milk in 2010, and demand has been steady. Right now in Washington, D.C., the Farm Bill is being discussed, and many reports have come out about the price of milk doubling if Congress doesn't come to an agreement before the end of the year. Tuck says the only way they see this stalemate trickling down to affect their prices is if the price of feed goes up.
We're not getting any subsidies from the government. We are not affected by what choices they're made. And the only time, the way that we're really affected is by the milk prices in the grocery stores. Because, if the milk is really cheap, people, depending on what our competition looks like, it will affect us on our sales.
Tuck says that's part of the reason they took the risk of keeping everything in-house and serving to a more local market. A gallon of milk from Kalispell Creamery runs between $3.50 and $4.50, compared to what Tuck calls mainstream milk at around $2 to $3 per gallon. They make butter, yogurt, and are looking to offer a honey yogurt and cottage cheese when the cows are making more milk than they can sell.
But there's not a shut-off valve on the girls, so they produce as much as they produce, and we have to figure out a way to sell it.
Other factors in the decision to bring milk processing and packaging in-house include the local vor trend and the fact that Tuck and her husband wanted to raise their young family on the same farm she grew up on.
And my husband has kind of inherited working with this and becoming part of it and working closely with my mom and dad, which isn't every in-law's dream, but we've done a really good job working together as a team. I wanted my kids to be able to be part of that, to understand animals and to understand surviving, off the land and off the animal, and being responsible for something besides yourself.
Kalispell Creamery milk is pasteurized as per state law. This involves heating the milk to kill off bacteria, but it is not homogenized, so it still has the cream on top. Tuck says they are antibiotic and hormone-free, but are not certified organic because they would have to give the cows organic feed, which she says is hard to find as much as they need and would double the price of their milk, which is a price point they find too high. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.